There wasn't a whole lot of critical questioning going on this Monday as Orlando Magic CEO Alex Martins took to the Orlando City Hall to sell the sports team's vision for a new sports and entertainment district adjacent to the Amway Center. For nearly 2 years, the plan has been simmering in the pipeline, and it seemed to be a done deal. The plans for the development, which will serve as a headquarters for Magic operations in addition to housing retail, residential, and hotel ambitions, were, after all, conveniently drawn up at the same time as those of the already standing arena. Bring on the bulldozers. But there are still far more questions than answers surrounding the complex. The Paramore block that the team is looking to scoop up currently houses Orlando police operations, and the logistics of that mammoth relocation have yet to be fully explored. The Orlando Rescue Mission sits there, too, and will likely see a westward push. The city banks hundreds of thousands of dollars off of a parking garage on the premises, yet seems ready to sell the land to the Magic at a cut rate. The garage storefront businesses that the city and the Magic have subsidized in an effort to retain some of Paramore's cultural heritage will likely die, only to be replaced by high-end entertainment options like, according to Martins, upscale bowling. What kind of message is the city sending? Regardless, the last time the city played games with the losing Magic franchise, taxpayers were on the hook for $500 million. Let's hope this Magic strike is a little more forgiving.